this is something I saw that's being sold now by Ambutech, who also make canes. It's a device I first saw at CSUN and got my hands on a pair. They're called the eyeglasses, lowercase I glasses. Some of you may have used or heard about, there was one called the Mini Guide. A UK company came out with something called the Ultra Cane. Basically, devices that are used to detect upcoming obstacles that are in front of you and vibrate or make a tone to alert you to their... basically things that a cane or guide dog may miss. Bigger wraparound pair of glasses, they're not designed to be a fashion item. They look like a pair of like safety glasses or racquetball glasses. But they're very durable, and I will turn them on. That four beeps means I have a nearly full battery. And basically, as they go out about 2.5 to 10 meters, and because there's various tables and walls and everything in the room, it's pretty much vibrating the entire time. But it will detect anything in about a 45-degree cone going out from... there are two little sensors on either side of the bridge of these glasses. And they detect pretty much anything about in a 45-degree arc that... you may come across.
So if you were to get up and walk over toward this table, would it do anything?
It might not.
I mean, does it vibrate? Does
it vibrates. It vibrates, and it vibrates faster the closer the object is to you.
If you're walking down the street and there's a low-hanging tree branch, would it pick something like that up?
Yes, definitely. I've gone on various like off-road hikes, on various trails and such near my house, and it has picked up multiple times low-hanging tree branches and such, which I've been able to move away, which previously I had to have someone keeping an eye out. This isn't something I would wear every day or in a very formal setting, but if I'm walking through an unfamiliar area and or in an area where I know there's low tree branches but I don't know where they are, this is something I would definitely use.
What kind of question would it cost?
And what they look like. They're $120 available from Ambutech.com.
How much training did it take you to get? Because I know with the old K glasses, it took a lot of intensive training to get used to the different vibrations and so on and so forth. How much?
Zero, because it's just slow. It's just to vibrate that, you know, if it's something's like 10 feet away, it'll just be like, and then it just goes.
And it doesn't have the different sounds for different kinds of materials either. Like the old K-glasses used to have different sounds. Remember
right.
that? The different materials.
This is a strict vibrate. Just how is it vibrating and how frequently?
This is only picking up stuff at your eye level?
From about mid-chest upward. It does have problems like, for example, if you take a step up or go up a very steep incline, or if there's a thing that's like just right at the very edge of the glasses, it does have some clearance issues like at oblique angles up close, but pretty much anything else it catches.
Is it using infrared or is it using sonar?
It's using ultrasound, I believe.
Does it catch stuff that, let's say you had a cane, that you would catch with your cane anyways? And in other words, could it be giving you a lot of extra nuisance information?
Well, I use my guide dog. I haven't really done much cane testing. And so far, it has not picked... like, it doesn't pick up my dog. It doesn't pick up... if I was looking down, it would pick up a set of steps, for example. It would also pick up a hail. Yeah.
So what's the range? I mean, it would pick up a...
2.5 to 10 feet.
What kind of batteries does it take?
Built-in internal battery. It says 10 hours of continuous vibration. I've used these about 6 or 7 times since March and had them, like, for an hour and a half hike where it wasn't vibrating all that much, but it was transmitting the entire time. I haven't recharged them once, and it's still at nearly full battery.
Is there a battery detector that, like, tells you how much...
yes, that beeps you heard. It does, like, 432, a 4321 type of thing when you turn it on. So 4 if it's full, like, 75 to 100. 3 if it's 50 to 75. You know, 2 if it's, like... 10 to 50, and 1 if it's just about dead.
How well do they stay in your head? Are they comfortable after a while? Or?
They're pretty good. They are a heavier pair of glasses, so for me, I don't wear glasses often anyway, so I took a while to get used to them simply for that reason. The best response would be your mileage would vary, depending on how used to glasses you are, how picky about how they feel. If you're in a very, very tight situation where there's, like, multiple trees close to you, it does a pretty good job of, like, I'll have people say, like, a branch just missed your right cheek by about a half an inch. I'm like, well, it missed. It's not support, and it didn't pick it up. I'm like, well, it missed. It's designed to pick up stuff that's going to hit you. It's not going to pick up the tree branch that just cleared your head by 3/4 of an inch. If it's going to hit you, it'll get picked up. That can get thrown off by, like, if you're coming up a very steep slope and you're almost more coming up to the item instead of in front of it. It has issues. Again, it's not perfect, but for what it does it well.
So if it's a clothesline, would it pick up that?
I haven't tried it on something that thin, but...
okay.
I mean, it's picked up thin tree branches.
When you've used it so far, how often have you gotten some level of vibration?
I'll get once in a while just a little, just because a person walked in front of me or I passed a tree that was obliquely off to the side 15 feet away or 10 feet away. You'll get once in a while false blips, but generally about picking up something that you need to pay attention to, I've very, very rarely do I get a false positive.
But when you're walking down a sidewalk, is it going to do the same thing? Is it going to make it
unusable? If you're trying to navigate around the Macy's Day Parade in New York City, just 50 feet from the parade route, you're not going to have much luck.
I'm talking about the sidewalk in front of this building, for example.
I'm in a very rural area, no sidewalks on the streets. I've done mostly off-road testing, but from what I can tell, it should handle sidewalk stuff pretty well. A fire hydrant?
A fire hydrant.
Yeah. That's cane or dog territory. You wouldn't want to intentionally do anything to them, but I'm sure they could take if they fell, or if you put them in a bag and they got buried, or if you were out and it was rainy and they got a little splash of water or something. They're designed to be able to take. Apparently, because a lot of the testing was done in tandem with the RNIB.
Can you put a sun shield over that?
They do have tinted glasses also. I have some light perception, but I will say I tried the tinted pair at CSUN. I like to use my light perception to know if I come into a sunny area of a building or where there's a window or open versus enclosed area, and it kind of destroyed that. So if you have some minimal light perception or minimal vision that you like to use, I would not recommend the tinted because they are heavily tinted.
Could you put a sun shield over it? Because, you know, just like you wear regular glasses.
I think you'd wear it more under it. They're big enough that you can fit a pair. Because I've talked to people who wear eyeglasses underneath those. Another thing I actually tested for is, the hotel at CSUN had a very quiet elevator door, which it was sometimes very hard to hear when it opened. So the day I got these, I tested it by standing with these on facing the elevator door. And when the door opened, the vibrating stopped. I couldn't hear the darn thing because there was too much noise, but I could tell when the door opened because the vibration stopped.